Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And kind of a weak day in this wheat market, and that pulled the corn with it, the way it looks.
Yeah, it sure did. I mean, the weather models are still in flux. That GFS, also known as the U.S. model, is advertising some pretty hefty rain amounts by late this weekend and into next week for most of the corn and bean belt and even in parts of North and South Dakota. But the Euro model, which has been more accurate, especially this spring, is not nearly as wet as that. And so we'll have to see how it shakes out and how much water actually hits the ground here. As you notice around here, it's either a hard inch or nothing. It seems like very, very spotty. And that's kind of the way it's been in the corn and bean belt, too. And we've had the driest spring and, you know, probably since 2021 or 2012 in a lot of these areas, and rain is going to be very important to get here in the next week or two.
I know, I was looking at some of those weather maps, and it looked like there's a large chunk of that major corn belt, the central corn belt, that has had the driest May either on record or for a very long time.
Yep, yes, that's right. It's very dry, and the other thing, it's going to take more than one rain event to get them out of trouble, too. I mean, it's we got a long growing season ahead of us, and there's other problems in Western Europe, particularly France, and parts of Scandinavia is very dry. Northern Ukraine and Russia spring wheat areas are very dry, and of course, Ukraine flooded about 2 million acres of irrigated ground that won't be able to be irrigated, and probably a million acres totally lost here this week, so that's going to be tough to replace, too.
Yeah, and still, at the same time, we're dropping this wheat market, just lack of demand the way it looks, huh?
Yeah, it is. The Russians are very aggressively selling wheat, like in the high $5, low $6 back to U.S. So we are overpriced relative to them, probably close to the Europeans. But, the world wheat stocks are fairly tight. We do have a crop report on Friday, a monthly crop report, and we'll see what if any changes are made in that hard winter wheat production. I would think the abandonment acres would likely be up, but we'll have to wait and see if they make that change Friday or wait till July to do that.
Livestock markets, we had a sharply higher cash cattle trade, but the futures didn't follow along.
Yeah, that was yesterday. The cattle have been very overbought. The relative strength index in both the feeder cattle and live cattle, which also known as the RSI, was up in the high 80s, low 90s here going in today when we opened higher, quite strong again. And we did have a key reversal here with the feeders closing down $4+ and live cattle down 82 in the front end of June. And that's kind of pegged to cash, but the back end down, $2.75. So we have a key reversal in the feeders and a key reversal from October cattle on back. June's and August did not quite do the key reversal where you have to close lower than the previous day's low after making a new high. So technically, this could be a top in the cattle. It's a sign of a top technically when you see things like this happen, but not always.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, the crude oil is up a buck a barrel. We did see the energy numbers again on a Wednesday. We did see a draw of crude of about 450,000 barrels, which they were looking for a build. But we did see a build of gasoline of 2.75 million barrels and distillates 5 million barrels. So it's kind of a mixed report, but energy market pretty strong nonetheless.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.